This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, our OTA edition. It was day one on Airline Drive in Metri on the practice field for the Saints practice. We were all out there, including Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak. How you doing today? It was, wasn't that hot out there, but definitely getting some pre-training camp acclimation, even though it is going to be in Irvine, California this year.
Yeah, I mean, we get all the heat out of the way early, and then during training camp, we get to hang out. I mean, I'm just sitting here watching the Celtics, toast the Pacers in 5 games. That's what I'm doing now. But yeah, I'll never complain when the humidity's down, because I don't think it was particularly humid today, so I'm not going to complain too much.
I told the Cajun Cannon, you did a piece, obviously, when the schedule came out, breaking down week by week like he did on the air with us, and he had a smile on his face, let me tell you, when I said, Jeff has the Saints winning 10 games this season.
Oh, Jeff, let me tell you, now, I think you're keeping it fair, but that if we win 10 games, we might have a damn parade. That would be, I think, double-digit wins. You're in the postseason. I think you could be very Tampa Bay-like. Let me tell you right now.
Win a game, make some noise.
No, exactly. Steve, like you're saying, and Jeff, if we can just accomplish, how you're trending in the right direction. If we can accomplish what Tampa Bay did last year, okay, they won the NFC South. They kicked the Eagles behind in the playoffs. Now, did you realistically think Tampa Bay was going to win the Super Bowl?
No.
Or not represent? So that's what I'm saying. If we can win the NFC South and host a playoff game and you win, I'd say all of a sudden we're trending in the right direction. That's what I – so, Jeff, 10 wins, that might be the number to win the NFC South.
Yeah, and I mean, it's funny because it sounds like a ton of wins, but then you look at last season and as – badly as some of the things went last season, as frustrating as some of the things were last season, you were one Derek Carr injury in Green Bay away from being 10-7. Like, that's the difference. The game that you blew while Derek Carr sat in a hospital room is the difference between you going to the playoffs at 10-7 or the Packers going to the playoffs at 9-8. So, it's really, I think it's more about taking advantage of the opportunities that you have than it is kind of overhauling everything and saying, well, why can't this team get over the hump? It's like, no, winning is a skill. I've always said this, like, winning is a skill and losing is a skill. Teams that win a lot understand how to win games, and teams that lose a lot understand how to lose games, or at least they lose games in a fashion that is really remarkable, right? Like, you go around the NFL, and every year you see the same teams losing in spectacular ways. The Falcons are better than anyone at blowing double-digit leads, right? Like, that's not an accident, or at least it hasn't been an accident. Like, there's a reason that they haven't won more than 7 games in, 6 years? And so the Saints need to find themselves on the right side of that, and that's why you go with a veteran quarterback. That's why, you try to maintain continuity so you can maintain that winning ability. And that's typically the difference. Like, there's really not that much separating a 7-win team and a 10-win team, except that 10-win team is usually the one that finds ways to win close games. And I think that's going to be what the Saints can do this year, the way they were unable to the last couple of years. At least I'm hopeful. And that's how I think they get to 10 wins.
And, you know, Jeff, you know, I told Steve this. This is what I'm hoping for. And I think I might have told Charlie this, is that you have to have a combo. Because not just quarterback pressures, but it's actually quarterback sacks.
Right.
Can you get mid-40s or high-40s? So can you have a combination of the 2022 season, which we were unbelievable, amongst the best in sacks, and then last year we amongst the best in takeaways? So can you sack the opposing quarterback and take it away? Because if we're going to do anything for this 2024 season to complement whatever we're doing with the Saints' offense, our defense, we can't take a step back. But can we somehow put together, all of a sudden we're being disruptive, we're taking away the football and we're sacking the opposing quarterback? I think if we do that, Jeff, I'm on board with you with the 10 wins.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's funny because we're going to talk, you know, we talked about OTAs and we're out of OTAs today. One of the things that we definitely haven't talked about a lot today, because you don't really, can't really make a determination on the offensive line, defensive
right.
line without pads on. But, you know, the wild card of this team is going to be the pass rush. And that's because the players on the pass rush are such big wild cards. And, like, I think Peyton Turner, I think there's a good player in there. We just haven't been able to see it. If you can get a healthy season out of Peyton Turner, I think that there's an impact player there. Chase Young, same thing. I mean, these are talented players. They went in the first round for a reason. You could say the Saints reached for Peyton Turner, but that is a talented player. If you go and you look at the games that he's played in, he's made an impact. He had more sacks than Marcus Davenport in the 2022 season, and he only played in like four games. You know, like if that group can find a way to impact games in a way that, you know, you did last year in spurts, but you just didn't do consistently enough.
Right.
I think that defense, you know, the teeth of that defense get a lot sharper because you know you have the secondary. You know you have Tyrann Mathieu. I think Jordan Howden is going to improve in year two. I actually think Jonathan Abram is a guy people are sleeping on that had a pretty big impact down the stretch of the season, feels comfortable in that defense, and is another guy who went in the first round for a reason. He has first-round talent. He just never really got to it with the Raiders. So, no, I mean, I agree. I think there's a lot of things to like about this team. You just got to put it together. And, you know, I think that's going to be the story, right? Like, if you're Dennis Allen going into year three, you can say, hey, we won 7 games year one, 9 games year two. If you improve on that, then you are feeling like, hey, we're going in the right direction. You're looking at a team like the Pelicans, right? And they did the same thing. They won 36 games and 42 games and 48 games. This season didn't end the way they wanted to, but you can still look at that and say, hey, we are on the right track. Our needle is pointing up.
Well,
that's what this team needs to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, but I don't know. Brandon Ingram, to me, is too much like Marshawn Lattimore. I don't know. They could be after practice like they hit the bong. I mean, it's like, I mean, how motivated are you? I mean, that's just an opinion. I mean, you know, how are you going to be an alpha dog? I don't think we view Brandon Ingram as an alpha dog or maybe a Marshawn Lattimore. They just want to play whatever comes about. But looking at the pass rush, I look at like Cam Jordan. He needs to have a bounce back year compared to last year. When he needs to be more productive. I'm not saying you got to get double-digit sacks. Can you get 7 or 8 sacks, what you did in previous seasons? Can we count on you, Cam Jordan? Now, I think when you talk about Peyton Turner and where he's at right now, it doesn't matter. Peyton Turner, who would be someone in the rotation with Peyton Turner that can you get double-digit sacks? I mean,
Grandison.
Okay, Carl Grandison. Okay, can the combination of Peyton Turner, Carl Grandison, can you get 13, 14 sacks? Then all of a sudden, that's how you get mid-40s, high-40s, and all the production. It's all about whether you do it by committee or whether it's individual. Can you get the production? And, Jeff, I agree with you. I mean, Peyton Turner, to me, now, this would be... I guess I would judge the scouting department with the Saints. Okay, Peyton Turner, I think I could see the ability in training camp when he flashes. Okay, I could see where he was drafted.
There's been moments, right.
But the same thing, not on the level of Marcus Davenport, like what the Vikings paid him. I'm talking about stealing money. Marcus Davenport, I mean, the Vikings are probably hoping he does something this year because we've seen him blow up tackles. Not only like speed rush, like bull rush, unbelievable, but I think Peyton Turner could be that guy staying healthy, 7 or 8 sacks. But then when he was at Houston, wasn't he hurt also? So how you evaluate? Sometimes I think we get too caught up with, oh, their unbelievable ability, but can you be available so we can hold you accountable? In other words, are you healthy enough to play? Look at Cam Jordan. Why has Cam Jordan been highly successful? He's always available. I mean, Marcus, Cam Jordan don't got more ability than Marcus Davenport, but Cam Jordan always plays. And well, Davenport, I don't know. He's always something. You know, it's the same thing. Can you be available? And now, Steve and Jeff, help me out on this. The guy with the Bengals. Okay.
Trey Hendrickson.
Okay, Trey Hendrickson. If he was drafted where Davenport was drafted and you just flip it, who the Saints would have paid?
No, I hear you.
They would have paid Trey Hendrickson instead of Davenport. And look with Trey Hendrickson. That's why you never know. As a sports psychologist, whatever, how you measure a player's thinking, their heart.
One of the guys for the rotation, too, both of you, and he was mentioned today with Dennis Allen, Isaiah Foskey. Hopefully he can be a part of that, too.
Well, Dennis Allen even said...
You got to cut it loose.
Cut it loose. What the hell you think about it? You're not in geometry, algebra class or whatever, a trig or calculus, whatever.
You didn't go to Notre Dame.
Yeah. Just go and play. Just have your football instincts take over. You can overanalyze, they could do this or they could do that. How about you go be disruptive and just play? No, Isaiah Foskey's thinking too much.
I'll say a couple things. One, okay, Marcus Davenport is actually on the Lions now, so he's hanging out with Dan Campbell. So he gets to work with Aaron Glenn and do all that. But, yes, I'm sure they're hoping he can do something because the Vikings definitely didn't get anything out of him. Like you mentioned, Foskey is part of that. You know, I think with Cam, I think the defense was better last year when the Saints kind of had their hand forced and they went to more of a rotation and they had Cam become more of a rundowns player. And, you know, they had got Zach Bond involved in the pass rush, and they got a little more creative with how they generated pressure. And, you know, I think that is something that even with Cam healthy this year, I want to see them continue. You know, you're not going to take away 50% of his snaps, but
right.
Can you get him closer to maybe 65% and you get him in the snaps where he can do the most damage, and then you get guys who may be more suited in a pass rush role right now on the field on pass rush downs. Right? Because I think early in the year when you were having trouble tracking down quarterbacks, part of the reason was Cam was having trouble tracking down quarterbacks. And I love Cam Jordan.
That's a good point.
But let's be honest with him at this point in his career. You know, you're in your mid-30s, right? Like, you're still a highly productive NFL player, but you are no longer a 100% of the snaps defensive end. And that's just being honest with a player as he gets to this point in his career. And also taking advantage of some of the young players you've brought in who have more of a pass rush skill set right now. So I think how they manage that pass rush is almost as important as how the players within it are productive. And I think they kind of, I think the Saints kind of saw that throughout the year last year.
Yeah.
I think Cam kind of saw that too. So I'm interested to see how they work that out.
And you know, Jeff, I don't know, just on top of my head, you can correct me if I'm wrong, or you or Charlie or Steve, whatever. But I'm telling you, when Cam was at Cal Berkeley, he was not, I think he had like 4 sacks in college. He didn't sack the quarterback. The one thing, let me tell you right now, this is why Cam can play a long time, because, you know, situational things. He's always been good against the run.
Stout against the run, amen.
Against the run, so there's always room for him. But now, like you said, then all of a sudden you slack off against his obvious passing down in distance, and you can't influence the opposing quarterback. Now, that's a different issue. But I still think Cam Jordan, now, I don't know, he probably wants to finish his career as a Saint, that Cam Jordan can hang a long time because – the concepts in his mindset, how you play against the run, it might be 1st and 10. That'd be like old school, like Dick Butkus. You remember Dick Butkus? That was way before your time, Jeff, with the Bears. But Dick Butkus would get burned in the passing game. But like at 1st and 10 and you're running, you want Dick Butkus in there. Now if it's 2nd and 9, you got to take him out. It might be a passing down. So no, there's situational things with Cam Jordan now. I still think at a high level that he could play against the run amongst the best in the NFL defensive ends. I don't know about rushing the passer.
Jeff, definitely appreciate your time, man. I know you got your Saints OTA observations up at WWL.com. What else you have on the website right now people need to check out?
Well, we got takes from Bobby and Mike. You know, we're talking about Jake Haener, who's in the Bobby Hebert uniform now, the jersey number.
Number 3.
We're excited about that. The Hain train. I thought he had a great day. So there's stuff up on that. We're also going to be recording an Inside Black and Gold podcast in the morning. You know that, Steve. So
yes,
we'll have a lot more takeaways that we can dive into. But yeah, there's also a highlights package from me recording on the sideline. So you should check that out too.
Go to WWL.com. And Jeff, definitely appreciate all the work. And thanks for stopping by tonight.
All right, Jeff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.